This is the BBC Home Service. Now, there's a service for you.
Mr. Groomslade, no advertising.
You should talk.
Kindly stand to one side, or to both sides, as I announce... as I announce the extraordinary talking-type wireless goon show.
Oh, there, dear patrons. Oh, we offer for your delection a 3.5-act dream entitled The Secret Escritoire.
The same afternoon, 3 weeks later.
Let's see. Harris Tweed. Bird's Eye. Ah, here's a lovely mohair twill.
Sapristi! What's the matter with you, Greetpipe? Every cupboard in this house is full of these tailor pattern books.
My dear heavily pomaded frog-eating friend. Do you not realize that each of these patterns would make a complete suit for a man 3 inches tall? All we have to do is to find hundreds of such men, and then we make a fortune.
But where in the world are we going to find men so small?
Where?
Yes.
I'll show you. Look in this matchbox.
Oh! Sapristi Knuckles! Who is this man?
Maurice Ponk. Only last week he was 6'3".
6'3"? How did you ever manage to get him so...
Well, I know a fiend in Malaya who is in possession of a serum that can shrink the human body. He gave me some. Dr. Fred Fu Manchu.
So much for the plot. Now for a few laughs.
Yes.
I see. Why does Sir Winston Churchill wear red, white, and blue braces?
I don't know. Why does Sir Winston Churchill wear red, white, and blue braces?
To hold up his trousers.
Now, Moriarty.
Oui?
Who can we shrink for one of our suits?
I have a plan.
Yes?
All of your friends, le plan. Let's go out and find a Charlie.
Yes.
We'll soon find one.
Yes. My name is Nettie Siegel.